Welcome to today's special episode. Let me be one of the first to wish you a happy Mother's Day. I know Mother's Day is actually tomorrow, but I want to celebrate because this is a time that we get to celebrate ourselves as moms. And when we celebrate not just our love, but the countless roles that we play as mothers every single day, that's what I want to share with you today. I've got 15 and I'm hoping that there are more and you can share those with me later. And I'm going to share something special that I have in store for you. But, you know, we, from those silent sacrifices that we make, you know, to the loud cheers of encouragement that we give our kids, from those gentle late night and lullabies to the firm morning routines that we set in place every day, as moms, I get to honor you and all the extraordinary women who shape our lives and our hearts in ways that are just too numerous to count. But I've got 15 for you. And whether you're listening in to me while you're sitting having your morning coffee, or you're in the middle of your workout, or it's during a quiet moment when you're alone, I want to take a few minutes to pop into your day to appreciate you. Let's acknowledge ourselves, whether you are a mother-to-be, or you're a new mother, or a mother with teens, or a grandmother. From all those multifaceted places that we stand up and show up as mothers, this is about motherhood, celebrating the warmth, the wisdom, the wonder of mothers everywhere. This is for every mom, seen and unseen, heard and unheard. Your stories matter. Hi friends, welcome to Start Living Sustainable. I'm your host, Cynthia Harvey Brown. In this podcast, I'm going to help you discover sustainable ways to improve your overall health and well-being in your home. And I'm going to show you how to do this without spending a lot of time or money, all in partnership with God. Yes, if you're ready to show yourself some love, experience a new level of wellness, build faith, and align your values with God's vision for your life, then you're in the right place. Pour out the diet soda, and we should talk about those yoga pants. Let's have some serious fun in today's episode. So, let's jump into the episode where I can share 15, and that's all I could think of in a spur of the moment. But I do want to take a moment, not only wishing you a happy Mother's Day, but I want to invite you to a very special after Mother's Day celebration. This Thursday, May 16th, it's a Facebook Live event, first one that I'm doing, and it's all about connecting, having fun, and dedicating you and all the amazing mothers and mother figures out there. So let's celebrate together and share our stories and insights and tips on motherhood. The event will be on Facebook Live, right? On May 16th at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And you'll find the Facebook link below so that you can join me. Bring your cup of coffee or your favorite drink, and let's share these moments in honor of all of us and those who have nurtured and inspired us. So plan on having some fun. I'll be there at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for 30 minutes or for as long as you're there and you show up. I look forward to celebrating with you. The wisdom of motherhood is the theme. Ladies, if you are in your 20s or you're 30 years old, it doesn't matter. You're sure to find some valuable gems of wisdom to take away with you. I just remember when my son was a toddler. He was 2 or 3. We were in the park and he had his bucket and shovel and toys. I was sitting there on a bench nearby watching him and reading. I was enjoying my time reading a book and watching him and all the other kids play. He kept running back and forth to me. I remembered pushing him in a sense, you know, saying, go and play with the other kids, have fun. This woman that was older than I was came and sat down next to me. And as my son ran back and forth, she watched me encouraging him to go over there and play with the other kids, she said to me, and I'll never forget, she said, they grow up really fast. She said, don't push them away. Keep them close, because there will be a point where they'll want to be away from you. They'll want to do their own thing. And I will never forget that moment. I didn't know that woman from Eve. She impacted my way of thinking about those moments that I would spend watching my son grow up. And I never forgot that. As moms, we often take on a multitude of roles in our lives and the lives of our family. So here are the 15 roles that we commonly step into as moms. So let's talk about some of these roles that I know that we commonly step into as moms. The first role that we commonly step into as moms is caregivers, providing daily care, love, and attention to our children. The second one is teachers. We are educating our children, it seems, all the time on everything from basic skills to life lessons. The third role that we step into is nurturers, offering emotional support and encouragement. The fourth is advisors, giving guidance and advice on life decisions that they have to make. It doesn't matter how old they are. It seems to continue throughout our role as a mother. The fifth one is protector. Keeping our children safe from harm is what we do. Yes, that means safeguarding our homes from pesky chemical substances, and that's what you can learn more about in my home detox audit. The sixth role that we step into is that of a coach. We're constantly motivating and supporting our children in the sports, in their homework, and a host of other activities that come up. Seven is mediator, resolving those disputes and teaching conflict resolution skills to our children is really important. The eighth one is role model, setting examples through our own actions and our values, the values that we pour into our children. Nine is manager, and that is us organizing and managing the household and the schedules that are involved in everybody's lives. Number 10 is chef, preparing those meals and teaching our children why they should eat their veggies. 11 is the role of a nurse, caring for our family when they get sick and managing the health care within the household. We kiss it and put a band-aid on it. Number 12 is cheerleader. We are constantly encouraging and celebrating our children's achievements and their wins, no matter how big or small they are. It helps to build their self-esteem. 13 is financial planner. That's when we manage the family's budget and we teach our children the importance of saving and stewarding their money. 14 is the role of a listener, providing a sympathetic ear and just understanding what they may be going through at any given moment in time. 15 is a friend. Now, we know that we always encourage and want our children to come to us in confidence, knowing that they can share whatever it is that's on their mind. So, in a sense, we are a friend. But I'd like to hear what you think about this one, because this one can actually be an area that is gray. So, listen, I know you're already thinking about some of the roles that we play as moms that I may have forgotten to mention. So that is another reason why I'd really like for you to show up on Thursday, May 16th, and chime in and participate in the Facebook Live event celebrating motherhood, sharing our stories and advice and tips, and invite a friend, bring them along as well to share their experience. You're going to love it. These 15 roles that I shared with you today really illustrate the diverse and impactful ways that we as mothers contribute to the development and well-being of our children and our families. So that being said, I just want to remind you again to mark your calendar Thursday, May 16th. Set a reminder for 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and meet me over there on my Facebook page at Cynthia Harvey Brown. It's going to be truly fun and it'll be an enriching session. And like I said earlier, I can't wait to share this experience with you. Let's make this After Mother's Day live Facebook event unforgettable by celebrating it together. I'll see you over there. Enjoy your Mother's Day. Thank you for joining me here today at Start Living Sustainable. Please take a moment and head over to Apple Podcasts and leave me a review. That really lights me up. If you were encouraged or blessed in any way, show your love and share the episode link with someone that you know that may benefit. Thank you so much, and until next time, God bless you, sis.